Electronic cigarettes, also known as e-hookahs, hookah pens, and vape pipes, are growing in popularity in New York. Celebrities and advertisements tout them as a safer alternative to smoking, but experts say there isn't enough science to back up those claims. It's estimated that more than 250 different e-cigarette brands are for sale in the U.S. today. And since they are unregulated, Ed Miller with the American Lung Association says manufacturers are not held accountable for potential health risks. He says lawmakers in Albany are considering a ban on sales to minors, and they have good examples to follow.
New York City's been the real leader, as have Suffolk County as well. So you've got some of the larger areas of the state that to treat these products just like tobacco products.
The Food and Drug Administration has proposed a rule that would allow the agency to regulate e-cigarettes as they do for tobacco products. A tobacco cigarette contains thousands of chemicals, dozens of which are carcinogenic. While e-cigarettes may be considered less harmful, Miller says there is little research about the effects of the chemicals in them.
There's glycol, which is a substance that they use to in some of these, but you know, there's no ingredient label on these, and they're manufactured, many of them manufactured all over the world.
Miller says he hopes lawmakers in Albany decide to treat e-cigarettes like other tobacco products. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.